In terms of like border control, in our critical police border control book, I just want to know what's in place there in terms of home affairs or law enforcement or all the other agencies that need to monitor that, because that seems to be one of our weaker areas in terms of managing the flow of people in an orderly and correct way to prevent all these, whether it's international crime or trafficking or what it is, or drug trafficking. There's a lot of it happening on between the borders. Thanks.
Thank you, Honourable Buddha Sir. I think you are correct that during the African Nations Cup and during the Easter and even during December holidays, the outposts of entry received a very high volume of people wanting to come in or either to go out. And I think part of the problems that we face as Home Affairs at those ports of entry, maybe specifically mentioning late breaking Muslim, is that you then have a smaller number of officials who are present to process people. But that process is done on a shift basis, that you would find people coming in and processing people and then leaving and be relieved by other people all through the day, including the evening. And I think the question that you're asking is what type of mechanisms do we have in place in order to see or to say that trafficking would not be happening or is not going to happen. Unfortunately, I wouldn't have an answer, and I'm a bit reticent to provide information of the CAF because I'm not involved on the day-to-day running of course of entry. But what I'm talking to is a high-level knowledge of what is happening at port of entry, because I'm part of the legal services division of the department. So the operational issues would be very difficult for me to ask. Thank you.
The Honourable Ambassador, thank you for the engagement. Let me take the opportunity to thank the NPA Home Affairs Department of Justice for providing the committee with the information, and we hope that while we are busy considering the bill, as and when we want further clarity, we will call you to come in and assist. Thank you very much, Your Honesty. Honourable members, we were supposed to meet with advocates in there regarding the remuneration of magistrates, and he has indicated that he will only be available at 12. I don't know what we have been able to do now and then.
Thank you for the opportunity. We like to be here when we come here. So we would just like to find out on our next visit to the committee what will be expected, particularly from the Department of Justice, and at what stage are we actually starting the cross-cycle discussions with the bill?
I think the committee secretary will inform you accordingly, okay, and all other stakeholders.
I don't. Why are we not discussing the thing when we come? Then we are in order. Then we have our position. That's my proposal.
Actually, the provision is offered 30 days.
Yeah, okay.
They're still unwilling to assist.